pray for us just for a few minutes of time. And we'll do the best we can to bring you a message from the Word of the Lord. We're going to start in Genesis, and then we're going to turn back to Hebrews and read some scripture, and the Lord will know us, and we'll go into a message. Genesis, the 6th chapter, and the 7th verse. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, on up in the 3rd verse, God said that, He said, my spirit will not always strive with man, because the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I never imagination of the thought of man was evil continuously. And that reminded me of today. People, they don't have no mercy on each other. The very imagination of man is evil continuously even today.
Amen.
I will order to pay attention what's going on around us, because that God said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. No doubt about it, we're on the brink of the returning of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that with all of my heart. I don't know what all the scriptures mean. I know one thing. I beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know what the Holy Ghost means. I in my heart. I right now I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm set free from sin. As long as I pray and renew that my covenant day by day. I believe in praying. Let's go to Hebrews, 11th chapter, and the 7th verse. We'll continue to talk about Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, yet as yet moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the worldly and become heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. As I read back under, in the beginning, about Noah, I found favor with God. He found grace in the eyes of God. God was ready to bring of destroying the whole world. Brother, the man he created, he repented him at his heart that he had even made a man in his own image, after his own likeness, because they choose that to serve the devil. Their minds was corrupt and the hearts was evil and it displeased God at his heart. We know the Bible said that Noah found faith in God. He found grace in the eyes of God because that they was one that had found grace in the eyes of God. God said, I will spare man and I will spare the creeping things which I have created. I will, he said, and he moved upon Noah, my brother, and he, I began to warn Noah that he was going to destroy man. So But with faith, listen, he become the first heir of righteousness in me and you. We are heirs of righteousness.
Amen.
When through faith. Listen. Ain't you glad that there was somebody back there that loved God enough to be willing to step out on faith and being warned of God? He prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Brother, listen, he condemned sin. He said he condemned the worldly things which they were doing. If me and you are heirs, joint heirs, brother, with Lord Jesus Christ, then we will condemn the things of the world and the things that corrupts the world and stay clean here and holy in our hearts that we might listen, be able. I know this ark set sail one day.
Amen,
it began to rain. But Noah and his family, I was safely saved in the ark, in the hands of God. But then God, I saw again that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Listen, and now, but he said, every man, it's come a time, I can't answer for Brother Eric, or I can't answer for my family, brother, I have to work out my own salvation, with fear and trembling, the Bible said, to work out your own salvation, Jesus come, bled and died on Calvary, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Brother, listen, we're like the Bible said, he said, now, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They made the right choice to be led. We're not under the bondage of sin. I no more, brother. We've been delivered from the bondage of sin, and we become a joint heir of the righteousness, holiness, clean. And here, brother, listen, we're not out dabbling around in the world, taking on everything that we want to, but we got to be a separated people. Come out among the world and be a separated people, born again, and then you're a candidate to be listen, a joint heir, making your candidate for heaven if we live pure and holy and undefiled. Listen, some people think that they can dabble around in anything. I stump their toe and fall into heaven. Brother, it took the blood of the Savior as he spilled on Calvary to save us. And we have to come clean with him this morning. And if you'll stop and think about it, Noah, only he found favor in God.
Yeah.
What would have happened if there hadn't been but nobody, listen, that found grace in the eyes of God? I was the only man in the whole world that found favor. I was God. Whenever that boat, brother, set sail, and there was a little window in the roof, looking up towards God. Brother, listen, he was sealed up, and he didn't see the wrath of God on his friends, neighbors, or whosoever was lost, perished, in the water. I'm here to tell you today that we ought to find favor in God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our brother. We're not under bondage of sin. No more, but we're set free. And whenever we're set free, the Bible said we're set free indeed. Listen, the most miserable life you will ever live is trying to live for Jesus, dabbling around with the devil.
Amen.
You're miserable. You're mad. You're upset. Because there's a turmoil going on in the soul of man. You're mad at everybody every time somebody tries to say something. You flare up and get mad. Don't tell me that you're ready to go to heaven. Brother, there's some knee work that needs to be done. Preacher, I don't like what you're saying. Take it up with a man that told me to say it. That's all I know. But I'm glad to be saved, aren't you? Man, I tell you what, there was a man, and he was a beggar. The Bible said that he died one day, and the angel was there to carry him to Abraham's bosom. Whenever I pass from this life, I want the angels to be there to carry me wherever they will. It don't matter as long as I'm separated from the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm glad to be saved. You got to be saved. You love the Lord. I believe the Lord to let Him know that we love the Lord. He's worthy of all of our praise, honor, and glory. There's power in prayer. There's power. Listen. Just a while ago, I heard a woman 800 miles away, she said, "I feel the presence of God."
Praise the Lord.
Man, God is everywhere. He's able to reach everywhere. And we ought to give Him the praise and the honor and glory. I want to ask Melissa to come to the piano. I want you to examine yourself. Where would you be if it hadn't have been for somebody stepping up and warning us to flee from the wrath to come? Let's think.